Up right now from the Pepsi of Central Virginia studios, it's Live and Local on 92.3 WXRKLP Charlottesville, the show where area musicians come to talk and play, supported by listeners like you and Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville and at crutchfield.com. Now, here's your host, Eric Law.
Thanks for tuning in for another episode of Live and Local. Glad to have you along. Joined in the studio tonight by Nobody Robot. Thank you guys for coming on out, playing some tunes for us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So just to kind of get things started, you guys want to go around, introduce yourself, let us know who you are and what you play, and if you feel inclined, what you like.
All right, I'll start off. My name's Ben. I'm the drummer for Nobody Robot. I guess probably what I'm known for is being a big King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard fan.
Nice.
Like a lot of psych rock, indie rock, but listen to whatever.
I'm Mason, and I'm the singer and guitar player, most influenced by like blues music, and I like milkshakes.
Nice.
I'm Landon. I'm the second guitarist, and fun fact, I could play a bluegrass band all by myself. Yeah. I'm a banjo, mandolin, spoons, and harmonica player.
Yeah, mean harmonica player.
We're going to need to get your number before you're out of here.
All right.
I'm Aaron. I'm the bassist. I like all types of music, really. Rap and rock the most, though, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, glad to have you guys hanging out with us, playing some tunes here in the Rock Hit studio. You guys got a couple of tunes out. We'll circle back to those toward the end of the interview. Any songs you want to break out for the audience while we've got you in the studio with your instruments and everything?
Yeah, I mean, we're opening up the set with Circles, which is actually one of the singles we put out. We thought it'd be cool to do a live version as well, because we recorded that song as a trio with Mason, Aaron, and myself, which is how we've been for
2 years.
Yeah, like 2 years. And recently, Landon actually joined us, and so that single we put out doesn't have him on it, but now we've got two guitars, so I thought it'd be cool to do a live set with Circles and Landon on it, so I think that'd be the first one.
Sweet. Well, let's check it out. It's Nobody Robot with Circles, live here on Rock Hits 92.3, Live and Local.
Are you? tell me something. Know that you can try. Something changed in the same no more. Turn back now. Life's just out the door.
That's Nobody Robot live here in the Rock Hit studio with Circles, hanging out with Aaron, Ben, Mason, and Landon. And it's a pretty cool song. You want to maybe expand on that one a little bit?
I think that was the first song that we've recorded live.
Definitely was.
I remember, I think it was during COVID, I originally recorded it on GarageBand, and it sounded like a kind of like a crappy R&B song. and then I brought it to Aaron and Ben, and we made it actually sound good, in my opinion.
But, well, and that was cool because you actually programmed the drums for it, too, I'm pretty sure.
Right, right,
so
yeah.
He actually, a lot of our songs, Mason puts together and brings to us, and then we kind of as a band mold it together. Yeah, Aaron Mason and I have been sitting on some of these songs for like a few years, kind of since COVID. It's cool we're finally getting to put things together, like see how it's coming together in fruition, and getting to play here, it was really sweet.
Kind of like sitting on a puzzle box with your hands tucked underneath, just waiting to kind of start putting things together.
Yeah, almost. For sure.
Nice. Well, is there anything else you guys want to break out?
Out of the songs we're going to play today, I think two of those songs are going to come out in the next few months as some singles here. So pretty exciting we get to play them live first and then have some studio versions come out later. I think Time, pretty great song of ours, fits in with Circles real nicely. Usually we play them live in live sets together.
It's Nobody Robot live here in the Rock Hit studio with Time on Rock Hits 92.3 live and local.
Thank you. watch your back. Time is coming in. When it sees you, my friend, it'll do you in. Times, they never change. There's no use running this time. Too much trying to be the one. I can't stop lying.
That's Nobody Robot live here in the Rock Hit studio with Time. And if you're just joining us, we're hanging out with Aaron, Landon, Ben, and Mason of Nobody Robot. Thank you guys again for coming out, hanging out, and playing some tunes.
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
So I know that Charlottesville can definitely be a little difficult playing some shows, getting out there, but you guys have had a couple of shows over the course of the last few months. Yeah, where have you liked best playing live so far?
Well, I think to start, the best is Chinchilla House. I mean, they're doing a phenomenal job trying to keep the music scene in Charlottesville really thriving. For those who don't know, it's a house show venue run by some locals here. And definitely check them out on social media if you can, because they're having shows pretty often, and they've been generous enough to have us there. And hoping we're going to get to play there again in the future. And we love playing there because and love going to shows there because it's such a good crowd and they have chinchillas and just the people there are really welcoming. But we also played Dirty Nelly's last year, which is always a fun time, and played a couple other house shows, played at Rapture on the downtown mall, and unfortunately we haven't been able to play with Landon live yet, but this is kind of the beginning. And this year, certainly all our shows are going to have Landon, and we're hoping it's really going to take us to the next level.
So mark your calendars, and when you see those shows, Landon is going to melt your face off. So you guys need to take account of that. Well, we'll have more music from Nobody Robot in just a little bit. Going to take a quick break, so don't go away.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
Plan 9 Music supports this station and asks, what's your musical thing? Is it Count Basie? Count 5? Or Body Count? Whatever it is, if you like to hold music in your hand, read album covers, or just enjoy the authentic sounds of vinyl and CDs, then Plan 9 Music is the place to go. Old, new, rare, or classic, Plan 9 can order anything. And Plan 9 pays cash for used vinyl and CDs and has new and vintage audio gear. Plan 9 is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center near the old Giant Foods and at plan9music.com.
Price Hyundai supports Rock Hits 92.3.
Hi, I'm Chris Gleason, General Manager of Price Hyundai on 29 North. Starting in New England over 20 years ago, Hyundai Motor America and its dealers have been participating in the fight against pediatric cancer through its Hyundai Hope on Wheels research grants. Pediatric cancer strikes 44 kids every day in our country alone. Hyundai is helping the fight right in our own backyard with a recent grant donation of $300,000 to the University of Virginia Health Systems. Jim Price is committed to helping people, society, and the planet. For more info, it's JimPriceHyundai.com or HyundaiHopeOnWheels.org.
Support for the station today is from Rapture Restaurant, serving playful Southern cuisine made with locally sourced ingredients, along with approachable cocktails and local and craft brews. Also at Rapture, you'll find 6 Brunswick pool tables, live music every Tuesday, and karaoke every Wednesday. Rapture is at 303 East Main Street on the downtown mall, and Rapture is available for your private event. You can learn more at RaptureRestaurant.com.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, hanging out with Nobody Robot here in the Rock Kids studio. And just want to kind of cut to the chase. What are the origins behind Nobody Robot?
Oh, so me, Ben, and Aaron, you know, we all grew up in Charlottesville, and we all went to high school together, and we went our separate ways when we all went off to college, and then COVID started, had nothing else to do, so decided to start playing music in my parents' front yard.
Like, literally out in the yard with the neighbors just listening.
And Landon's a old family friend who I've known for a long time, and he decided to join us for a little bit, and we wrote one song together, but then he left us.
I went back to school.
But now he's back and better than ever. So.
And once he was back in town, we were like, why is Landon not playing with us again?
Right.
So we've been fortunate that he is nice enough to come back and play with us again. And, I mean, how long have you been playing with us now? Like, maybe the past 6 months?
Yeah, 6 months sounds about right. I mean, these guys are great. They've really welcomed me in. It's been a good experience for me. I love the original music we're doing here, and I'm really excited for the future of the band.
Well, are there any songs that we might be able to hear you guys play live that kind of exemplify having Landon in the band?
I'd say Cracksig is, like, I mean, that's one of the first songs that we, I think, instead of me just bringing something to the table, I think we all came together and it came out of some primordial ooze. So, and I think Landon had a big influence on that song too. So I think that song definitely exemplifies us as a band.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, I'm going to put a pin in the name. We'll come back to that. But I'll let you guys play it for us first. It's Nobody Robot with Cracksig here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
never face your fear.
Sounding good. Nobody Robot live in the Rock Hit studio with Crack Sig, and we have to ask, is there a story? Is there a legend?
Well, you know, I think we all have similar interests, and we met in some pretty debaucherous ways, so I think the song definitely exemplifies our attitudes and
kind of our goony past.
Yeah, just our activities. So
now, I wouldn't say it's literal.
I was about to ask, so I'm glad you cleared that one up.
I wouldn't say it's literal, but it's kind of always been like a reference name, but kind of pointing at what the song is kind of talking about, and just kind of, you know, when we were younger and goofing around, and we tend to be pretty goofy, so I think it's a goofy name that fits, and I don't know, we always laugh when we hear it.
We gotta laugh, if not, you're crying. That seems exactly kind of like the course of things. Well, with Crack Sig aside, I know that there's some definitely interesting creative influences for the band. What would you guys say are some of the other things that influence you as musicians that kind of help with the writing process, or more so, Mason, if you're kind of, you know, molding things, like, you know, what's your process entail before you bring it to the table with the rest of the band?
I feel like usually, I mean, my biggest influences are just like, you know, the people I listen to. I really like making stuff on my own, but it makes it so much more rewarding when I bring it to everyone and ultimately just make it better, because when I write stuff, it always sounds too soft, at least to me, and then I bring it to them and it turns into loud and rambunctious. So I like that a lot.
I would also add that we do a good job of like complementing each other's parts and playing to each other and being able to explore kind of different genres like through each other.
Mm-hmm. I think everyone does a really good job of being open to criticism and like, hey, this would sound cool, like, could you try that for me? And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I think we've done an amazing job of working together. It's not so much like one person brings in, it's like, this is how we're going to do it. It's really open-ended, and I think that's led to some great results.
Is there a song you guys might be able to play for us while we have you that shows a little bit of that process of kind of taking each other's criticism or, you know, creative input?
Yeah, our song Seven. I feel like when we started playing it, none of us were too sure about it, but then all of a sudden it's like a snap happened and it the song just clicked. And I think it's the best example of us like coming together and trying to troubleshoot ideas and actually making it a competent song.
Nice. Sure. Well, before you guys play it, I do have to ask real quick, are there any references to what's in the box?
I didn't have that in mind, but you know, I think if you really look into the lyrics of the song, you'd be able to find a lot of references.
In between the lines. Okay. All right, well, let's look in between those lines with our ears. It's Nobody Robot with Seven here on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. That's Nobody Robot with Seven live here in the Rock Kid studio. If you're just tuning in, I'm Eric Law, chilling here with Nobody Robot, hanging out with Aaron, Landon, Ben, and Mason. And we'll have some more tunes in just a little bit. Going to take a quick break, but we've got more live music, so don't go away.
You're listening to Live and Local, supported by Crutchfield Electronics, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. Back with more after these on Rock Hits 92.3.
You know, there's lots of places in town to have dinner, to get insurance, or to buy a car, or have one fixed. But just a few that choose to speak to you on this community-supported, nonprofit radio station. When you shop with them, you're supporting local businesses and the people who work for them, not sending your dollars out of the community to some big, ugly corporation out of state. So when you have the choice, spend your dollars with the local businesses that support this station. From the far reaches of the universe to downtown Gotham, from Ant-Man to the X-Men, your portal to the world of comics and graphic novels in Charlottesville is Telegraph Art and Comics. The staff at Telegraph can guide you through their inventory, which also includes games, action figures, and toys. Telegraph Art and Comics is in the Seminole Square Shopping Center and at 211 West Main Street on the downtown mall. TelegraphArtandComics.com is where to connect to their universe, manage subscriptions and pre-orders, or interface with the Comic Hub Network. Telegraph Art and Comics supports this station.
Support for the station today is coming from Have Heart Tattoo, just off the downtown mall in Charlottesville. At Have Heart, they understand that a tattoo isn't just ink on your skin, it's a reflection of who you are. With over 10 years of experience, they have the skill and the expertise to create body art from one of their designs or yours. Walk-ins are always welcome, or you can call ahead for an appointment at 434-422-8803. At Have Heart Tattoo is where you can check out their work on Instagram. You can find Have Heart Tattoo at 110 4th Street.
Support today is coming from Lucky Blues on the downtown mall, an old-school neighborhood bar famous for drinks, music, and their signature cheesesteaks. Lucky Blues serves dinner Monday through Saturday, 5 until 10, with late-night burritos available, as well as quick, casual lunch fare, weekdays 11 till 3. Online ordering is available at luckybluesbar.com with delivery through Grubhub. The place to hang out on the west end of the downtown mall, it's Lucky Blues Bar.
Welcome back to Live and Local. I'm your host, Eric Law, chilling in the studio with Nobody Robot, hanging out with Ben, Mason, Landon, and Aaron. And before the break, alluded to the fact that you guys had another one that you were going to break out for us live in the studio. What do you guys got lined up?
I think we're going to try Procedure. It's one of our favorite songs. I think it's probably one of our most bombastic songs. A little bit of ruckus towards the end of it. It's usually near the end of our set live, so I think we're going to try that one for you.
Well, let's bring the ruckus. It's Nobody Robot with Procedure on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local.
What's wrong now?
That's Nobody Robot live in the Rock Kids studio with Procedure. And getting to the portion of the show where you guys can show off some of your catalog tracks. Are there any that you would want to bring to the table for the show that we've got you here for?
Yeah, I'd like to play Circles. I think it's one of our best songs, and it's one of our two singles we have out, so I think we should play that.
All right, well, let's give it a listen. It's Nobody Robot with Circles on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. Nobody Robot with Circles here on Rock Hits 92.3. And if you've been hanging out for the whole session, you may recognize that one is a little familiar. The live rendition on that one earlier. Kind of a difference between the recorded and unrecorded track you want to share with the listeners?
I think the main difference is that we got Landon playing with us live now, so we have a second guitar in the live version, but that studio version was just me, Aaron, and Mason as a trio, so it's kind of evolved. Our whole set's really kind of evolved, so a little bit of a difference there.
And is there another catalog track that's more of a three-piece rendition you might want to share?
Yeah, I think we got Stripes we're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's our other single we got out, and I think it sounds pretty good.
Okay, it's Nobody Robot with Stripes on Rock Hits 92.3, live and local. That's Nobody Robot with Stripes on Rock Hits 92.3. And getting toward the end of the show here, generally want to give the local spotlight to some folks you guys want to give a shout out to, play some tunes for. Are there any local bands you want to show some love?
For sure. I think I'd like to give a shout out to our Space Mates Workwear. Mm-hmm. We share a practice space with them and a handful of other bands in town, but they just put out a great new song called One Day Away. I think we'd love to play that.
All right. I think we might have that one tracked up. It's a good one. Let's check it out. It's Workwear with One Day Away on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. That's Workwear with One Day Away on Rock Hits 92.3. If you're just tuning in, I'm sorry you missed some of the fun, but don't worry, you can check the podcast later. More on that in just a bit. Before we get to that, are there any other local bands you want to show a little love to?
Yeah, Yard Sale is a band in town. They've been playing a ton of shows. We were lucky enough to get to play a bill with them, and they're just good dudes and make phenomenal music. So they just dropped a little three-piece. I'd love to play Rumble in the Jungle by them. It's probably my favorite off of that little three-song EP they dropped.
Well, let's check it out. It's Rumble in the Jungle by Yard Sale on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. We'll be right back. That's Yard Sale with two A's with Rumble in the Jungle on Rock Hits 92.3 Live and Local. And I just have to specify that because that was a change, right? I'm not crazy.
No, and it's kind of hard to find them if you don't know that they have two A's.
That's right. Appreciate you guys coming out. Again, you know, Nobody Robot, where can people find you, support you, listen to your music, and find out about what shows you're playing?
Well, we got two singles out on Spotify. Probably the best place to hear about our shows is Instagram at Nobody Robot Band. It's pretty much all we got right now, but probably coming out with a Bandcamp here soon.
I'll keep an eye out for it. If you guys get it up, we'll post it with the show. But
right on.
Appreciate you all coming out, playing some music for us, and once you guys drop the album, let me know. We'll be more than happy to have you back.
Right on. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Come back next month for another episode of Live and Local. Stick around for Search and Destroy. You can get some ska punk and some hard stuff in before you got to go back to work on Monday.
You've been listening to Live and Local with Eric Law, brought to you by Crutchfield, 29 North at Gardens Boulevard in Charlottesville, and at crutchfield.com. If your band would like to appear on the show, contact us through the link at 923xrk.org or on our Facebook page.